All right, so you want to really get into the weeds with LLMs.
Deeper,
We're
yeah.
going deep today
Nerdy tricks.
with self-consistency.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't like just a small step forward. This is a whole different way of thinking about AI and how it reasons, right?
Oh, it's a huge leap.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how it mirrors our own thought processes.
Okay, so like when we're solving a problem, I mean, we don't just take the first answer we get, do we?
No.
We think about it, right? We bounce ideas around.
Right.
We say, well, does this make sense? Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the core self-consistency with LLMs.
Yeah.
It's not just about finding an answer, it's about finding the answer that makes the most sense given all the different ways you could arrive at it.
Right. So instead of just going with your gut, you're saying, let me check my work here.
Exactly.
So how does this actually work?
So you start by giving the LLM examples, almost like how we learn from demonstrations. So we're kind of showing the model the way we're looking for it to reason.
So like giving it a practice problem and walking it through, okay, here's how I thought about this, here's how we got to the answer.
Exactly.
Wait.
But here's where it gets interesting, right? So instead of just going with its first best guess, self-consistency asks the LLM to explore multiple reasoning paths, different ways to approach the problem.
So it's almost like the AI is brainstorming with itself.
Yeah.
Like, is this a trick question? What are the units here?
Totally.
And it's doing that all at the same time.
It's considering all these paths.
Okay.
And of course, some of those paths lead to dead ends and others hit the mark.
Sure.
And that's where the third step comes in,
Okay.
which is selecting the most frequent answer from all of the path.
So it's strength in numbers.
Exactly.
If it sees the same answer popping up over and over, even if it's going from totally different
Different
directions,
ways of getting there.
that answer starts to like,
It has more weight.
yeah.
And that's where this research that you shared gets really fascinating. There are so many examples where the more traditional prompting methods,
Yeah.
they stumble, and self-consistency just it nails it.
Because it's not limited to just that one track.
Yeah.
Give me an example. Give me like one of those aha moments you get when you're reading this and you realize this is something special.
Okay, so let's take a problem from the GSMAK dataset. It's a collection of grade school math problems that trip up AI more often than you think.
Really?
Yeah, they can be tricky. So the problem is, Kyle bought last year's best-selling book for $19.50. This is with a 25% discount from the original price.
Yeah.
What was the original price of the book?
Okay.
Now, traditional methods, they might get stuck going down just that one path, right, and get the wrong
Oh,
answer.
they missed something.
Yeah, they miss a step or
Yeah.
but self-consistency with its multiple paths.
Okay.
It generates all these different approaches.
Right.
And one of those correctly identifies that the discounted price, the $19.50, represents 75% of the original price.
Oh, okay.
And by setting up an equation, solving for X, it gets the right answer, $26.
So it's like the AI is demonstrating a deeper understanding of the problem.
Yeah, not just like crunching numbers, but it's
Tricking with
actually,
that in the concept.
yeah. But this goes way beyond just, grade school math problems,
Oh,
right?
yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes self-consistency so powerful. It's not domain specific.
Cool.
We see it excelling in common sense reasoning, which is something that we humans, we take it for granted.
Right.
But for AI, understanding these kind of subtle nuances of language, of implied relationships, even like cultural context,
It's hard to program that in.
that's a huge hurdle.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
So instead of just like spitting out facts or following, a set of rules that we've given it, it's starting to almost like
It's starting to understand the world a bit more like we
a
do.
little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Like the source material mentions the strategy QA dataset. One question asks, yes or no? Can the Great Depression be treated with Prozac?
Ooh, that's tricky.
Right. Now, a basic LLM, it might get tripped up by that.
It sees depression and thinks Dr.
Exactly.
Telerik.
It sees depression and assumes it's a medical condition.
Right.
But self-consistency allows it to kind of explore those multiple interpretations.
Okay.
So one path might recognize the Great Depression as the historical event,
Right, economic.
and another one identifies Prozac as an antidepressant.
Sure.
And by considering those different perspectives, it arrives at the correct answer.
Yeah.
No, Prozac can't treat an economic depression.
It's amazing. It's able to kind of zoom out and see the context of the question in a much deeper way. And this applies to even more basic tasks as well.
Oh, absolutely. Things like question answering, text summarization.
Yeah.
You know, there are cases where the standard prompting methods, they don't cut it.
They're not enough.
They're just not enough. But self-consistency, it pulls ahead because it's able to leverage those multiple thought processes.
And it's seeing the whole picture.
It's getting a more complete picture. Yeah.
This is really making me rethink what AI is capable of. It's not just about accuracy anymore. It's about how it's getting there. It's the how behind the answer.
Just the process.
Yeah. And it's almost, well, I don't know. Is it going too far to say it's like the AI is developing a form of self-awareness.
It's a question that a lot of people are asking.
Yeah.
And for good reason. Self-consistency isn't just about better answers.
Right.
It's giving us a glimpse into how these LLMs think, how they process information.
Okay.
One of the key takeaways from the research is this idea of consistency scores.
Okay.
So when an LLM uses self-consistency, it assigns a score to each answer based on how frequently it arrived at that answer.
Through the different paths.
Exactly.
Okay.
So a higher consistency score means the LLM is more confident in its answer.
It's like it's saying, I double-checked my work.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure about this one.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's what's so mind-blowing. It is as if the AI is saying, I'm more certain about this answer because all of my different thought processes, they all seem to agree on it.
Right.
I haven't really seen this kind of self-awareness in AI before.
It's exciting and a little bit unnerving at the same time.
It is.
To think that we might be like right on the cusp of AI that can not only like reason through things, but also be aware of its own reasoning process.
Yeah, the big deal.
So what does this mean for the average person?
Right.
How is this going to impact our daily lives? I mean, imagine like customer service bots that can actually like troubleshoot your problem.
Oh, totally.
Instead of just like going through the script.
Right. Or virtual assistants that don't just follow commands, but can help us make decisions.
Yeah. Like actually understand.
By actually understanding like what we're trying to do.
Here's what you should really be thinking about.
Based on what you just told me.
Yeah.
Here's what I think you should do.
Yeah.
And it goes way beyond just those everyday interactions.
Oh, yeah.
Think about scientific research, complex decision making.
Anywhere where you need like really reliable information.
Exactly.
It's got to be right.
Yeah. Any field where that kind of output from AI could be transformative.
This is making me really think about like, okay, we talk about AI mimicking human reasoning.
Yeah.
But if AI is benefiting from looking at all these different ways to solve a problem,
yeah,
should we be doing that more in how we teach?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
If AI thrives on considering multiple paths,
right,
maybe we should encourage that kind of flexibility in human thinking as well.
Yeah. It's like that feeling of being stuck on a problem, you just keep trying the same thing over and over.
Right, you get tunnel vision.
And you know, maybe we need to like force ourselves to step back.
To get a fresh perspective.
Yeah, just like these self-consistent LLMs.
Yeah.
And say, okay, what's a completely different approach I could take here?
Exactly.
Instead of just like banging my head against the wall.
It challenges us to rethink what it means to learn.
Yeah.
Are we too focused on finding the right answer?
Right.
When maybe there are multiple valid solutions.
Yeah, just different ways of getting there.
Exactly.
And if we can teach students to kind of embrace that more flexible way of thinking.
To be more adaptable.
Yeah. Imagine what they could do.
It's a really powerful idea.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's like we might actually have as much to learn from AI.
As it does from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to kind of bring this all together.
To wrap up our deep dive today.
Yes. We explored self-consistency.
A technique that's not just making LLMs more accurate.
Right.
But it's changing how we understand what they're capable of.
It's like we pulled back the curtain a little
yeah.
bit and we're seeing how the sausage is made.
And it's pretty impressive.
We've seen how it kind of mirrors our own reasoning.
How it can be used in all these different tasks.
And how it's making us really rethink like what is AI?
Yeah.
You know, what are the limits here?
Oh, is it even me?
And I think most importantly,
perhaps most importantly,
we've only just scratched the surface.
We're just getting started.
Of what this technology can do.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah. So this is a really exciting time to be paying attention to this field.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Because who knows what the future holds?
Yeah. The possibilities are endless.
But one thing's for sure, self-consistency.
It's a game changer.
It's going to be a big part of it.
It's a sign of things to come.
Absolutely.